Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with St. James Principal Beth McBride about their 150 celebration this year.
St. James is celebrating its 150th year this year. Now, how does the elementary school here figure into that? What kind of things are going to be going on?
Well, we are starting off with a monthly celebration for 150 years. Right away, we are celebrating 150 psalms in the months of August and September. In October, we're going to focus on our 150 years of history. November and December, we're at 150 gifts from God for which we are thankful. January rolls around and it's 150 resolutions. February, 150 acts from the heart. March, 150 saints. April, we're going to have a scavenger hunt to find 150 parish and school surprises, those little things that not everybody knows about the school and the parish. And then in May, to close out the year, 150 things that I've learned at St. James School this year. So we have lots of things to kind of keep it active and in the forefront of our minds all year long.
And it's nice how some of those pair up with the holidays, you know, thinking about Thanksgiving and Christmas and giving back and everything.
We did try to make an effort to do that. And so we're kind of excited how it's going to all lay out. We'll have to see. We're kind of shooting from the hip, but I think it'll be a lot of fun for us all.
And now that the students are back, what's it like here at St. James, being back at St. James?
It is so exciting. I was here for 14 years and left for a while and came back. Some things never change and some things change. And the thing is that kids don't change. They're just still excited to see their teachers and their friends the first day of school. They're excited to be together. St. James kids are just awesome students. They're awesome young people, and they love learning and being together.
And do you think that they're excited about this 150th?
I think it will all hit on October 28th, which is our real kickoff for the year. That day, the diocesan bishop, Bishop Amos, will be coming to the school, and he'll be leading Mass, and then he will also do a rededication of the school. So all the students will be involved in that, and then hopefully he'll be joining us for a brunch that day. So hopefully we have parents and families that will join us that day too. But I think that's about the time that I think the kids will really start to recognize that this is a big deal. But each day as they enter the school now, we have a display case in the entryway, and there are all sorts of artifacts from the past 150 years. We've had some really good historians that have saved things, and so looking at a lot of documents, a lot of pictures. We used to make class quilts, so there are class quilts out there. Pictures from, I noticed one of the class pictures from 20 years ago shows a much younger principal than there is now, but it happens to be the same person. So I hope that the kids can really grasp onto it and enjoy it and celebrate it.
What do you hope that the community gets out of it, especially those people who attended St. James when they were going through school?
Well, for the people that attended here, just that reigniting of their pride in St. James. And I would hope that the community could also gain from that pride. Perhaps not even if they did or did not go here, or they don't have an association here, but that just being prideful that part of our public school system, that there is a Catholic school system that has been here for 150 years, that supports good education, that partners well with the public school in a time when smaller Catholic schools are struggling to keep afloat. And St. James continues to do well and to educate students and to be a vital part of the community.
That's been today's Washington Page with Beth McBride, principal at St. James Elementary School in Washington. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.